Hey everyone, it is week 4 and we are today reading a story from 1 Samuel chapter 16, which is the story of the prophet Samuel anointing David as king. And you might remember Samuel, we had his story yesterday. We heard about how he was a young child dedicated to the temple and to God by his mom. And Samuel has been on quite a few adventures. If you want to read for extra credit, the earlier chapters of 1 Samuel that lead us up to chapter 16. You'll hear about him and his dealings with Saul and everything. And right before our story in chapter 16, Samuel again deals with King Saul, who's king of the tribes of Israel. And Saul has messed up. He went and attacked a king by God's orders, but they ended up taking some loot with them. And Saul gets in trouble, and so Samuel speaks truth to power once again as the prophet he is and tells Saul that he's messed up. And Saul, where we pick up his story then, is off looking for Samuel is looking for Saul's replacement. And he finds Jesse, who has a bunch of sons. And Jesse trots out all of his oldest sons who fit the bill of what a human king should be. Big and strong and old and older than their siblings and all those things. And Samuel is told by God that none of these people fit the bill. And so finally we get David, who isn't even invited to the party. He's off tending the sheep. And David's dad, Jesse, calls for him. He comes and Samuel looks at this guy who is small and young, but we're told handsome. And we then hear that David is the one that God chooses. And we have the great line that says, the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. And so we have this theme that we'll see, we have seen and will continue to see through 1 Samuel with some of the different stories that we have. So David gets selected to be the king. And then we kind of have like this weird in-between story where we're told that Saul is troubled and that an evil spirit has been sent by God to trouble him. And the only way that it can be cured is by David coming and playing his lyre. I like to think of it as a guitar or banjo, but a stringed instrument. Nonetheless, he comes and plays, and when he does, King Saul feels better. So it's kind of out of place a little bit. Some of our Old Testament stories follow in a good, solid chronological order, and other ones are kind of compiled stories from a hero's origins. And so David seems to be kind of one of those. We have the story in the first part of chapter 16 about how he was selected king because of his noble heart. But we also have a story about how he was musical and played for King Saul and helped him feel better when he was down. So invite you to join along, read chapter 16, and like I said, read some extra credit beforehand, and if you would like. Tomorrow, we're going to be into the next chapter, into one of the most famous stories from the Bible, David and Goliath. But we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Read chapter 16 today, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Bye.